Hello and welcome to Pendletown Podcast, or the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting week 12 of the 2025 NFL season. And I know I say this basically every episode, but the season is slipping away fast. I mean, we are like two-thirds through the season, 12 of 18 weeks. So, wow. I mean, it's just gone by incredibly fast. It's been kind of crazy, kind of not. Jonathan Taylor's awesome. But yeah, let's get into it. Savor the moment, I guess. So, we got Vikings at Packers. Jonathan Greenard is questionable. Ryan Kelly is questionable. For the Packers, Matthew Golden is questionable. Josh Jacobs is questionable with his knee. And Jaden Reed is out. So, some hits to that wide receiver core, especially if Golden gets ruled out before the game. And then, on their defense, Packers have Quay Walker is doubtful. Lucas Van Ness is questionable. And then another receiver injury, Dontavian Wicks and Savion Williams, questionable. And also Nate Hobbs out on that defense. So Packers are pretty banged up, but I mean, the Vikings are a joke now with 9 running the show or whatever. That is pure cringe. But J.J. McCarthy is probably going to have another interception-filled game, and I mean, it's just probably going to be an easy Packers win, 27-13. Then we have the Seahawks at the Titans. Seahawks took a tough loss to the actual best team in football, the Rams. Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts the whole game and throwing to the Rams, which is probably his trauma from taking 9 sacks last year. I mean, in the last 2 games against the Rams, Sam Darnold has thrown 1 touchdown, 5 interceptions, had 1 fumble that was lost, and took 9 sacks. So, I mean, Sam Darnold, though, is a genius. He's not, you know, super escapable like Jackson or Mahomes, but has this genius trick to avoid sacks. When he's under pressure, he just gives the ball to the other team and he gets a break on the sidelines to cool down, collect himself, so he can hopefully not get sacked on the next drive as well. And it worked out pretty well against the Rams because he took no sacks. And he did this 4 times. So, I mean, that worked out pretty well for him, but still couldn't save the game. I would love to see him try this genius strategy again against the Titans, but I don't think the Titans are going to put enough pressure on him that he'd avoid sacks that way. But I just want to say, that's the ultimate level of defense. You don't just win the game. You don't just dominate. But you traumatize your opponent so bad that you win the next game on the same day. I mean, that game was won in January when the Rams beat the Vikings and sacked Darnold 9 times, traumatizing him to cough up the ball 4 times. I mean, that was just glorious to watch. Sam Darnold needs a therapist and probably an exorcist. Anyway, we got Seahawks at Titans. Nice cool down lap because the Titans suck. They're tanking. Currently, they're the tankiest team. So, yay, I guess. So, Seahawks. Ernest Jones is questionable. And Kenneth Walker III is also questionable with a glute injury. And Greg Zabel, the guard, is questionable after getting rolled up on last game. And then for the Titans, Alec Iamanor is out. Kendall Brooks is out. He's got a concussion. Corey Levin is questionable. Xavier Woods is out. Rough for the safeties, both Brooks and Woods out. But it really doesn't matter. Seahawks are going to kill them, especially without Roger McCreary, and Jason's going to run free. So, definitely, Seahawks 44-13. I mean, and their defense is actually pretty good. Couldn't stop Davante Adams, but it's still pretty good. I mean, no one really has stopped Davante Adams, so it's not really fair. Pretty good defense. And then we got the 2-8 Jets. The 5-5 Ravens. I mean, raise your hand if you expect the Jets to win. As I thought, nobody. I don't even need to see you. I know that nobody thought the Jets were going to win because, I mean, this is just a good, easy win for the Ravens to get over 500. Injuries don't really matter. Ravens are going to kill the Jets 38-10. Then we got the Giants at the Lions. I mean, again, what do you expect? Jackson Dart's still out. Their only, like, good player left is out. And Kayvon Thibodeau is also out. For the Lions, Terron Arnold, Marcus Davenport out. Sam Laporta is probably going to be out for the year. Taylor Decker is questionable, did not participate in practice. Cleo Dorsey is questionable. So many injuries. Kirby Joseph is out. Josh Pascal is out. DJ Reed is questionable. Penei Sewell is also questionable. But really, I mean, it's the Giants. This with their new head coach, this cannot go wrong. So, a good Lions win after a terrible loss to the Eagles. High scoring, I think, back to what they do best. 31-14. I mean, there's always a chance for something stupid to happen when Jameis Winston takes the field. I mean, he just QB snuck for 10 yards, so that was pretty interesting. Jameis Winston is a highly entertaining quarterback. You can't deny it. Jameis Winston is probably the most entertaining quarterback. I mean, he had a 30-30 season. That's crazy. Like Jameis Winston is a gift. And then we got the Colts at the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to go under 500 on this one. They're 5-5 currently, and I mean, no real injuries except Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco is out. Xavier Worthy's questionable. So, I mean, I think the Colts are just going to kill them. This is going to go great for the Colts, in my opinion. And the Chiefs will fall to the Colts 27-10. And it will be embarrassing. And the Chiefs will have an even slimmer chance of making it into the playoffs. I mean, they actually might miss the playoffs. Then we have the Patriots at the Bengals. Some injuries with Ramondre Stevenson's questionable, but he is not useful anymore. The Jets game proved that Travion Henderson should be the starter. Travion Henderson had a hat trick. He's way more efficient than Ramondre Stevenson. He should be the RB1 here. And, I mean, they also have a pretty good tight end, Hunter Henry, and the Bengals cannot cover a tight end. I don't know if you've seen that video. It's really funny, but the Sora AI video of the Bengals defense is incredibly funny. I would recommend looking up on YouTube, Sora Bengals defense. And for the Bengals, they will be playing without Trey Hendrickson. He's out with a hip or pelvis injury. And likely without Samaje Perine, he's doubtful. Cameron Sample and Cam Taylor-Britt are also out. So this terrible defense just got even worse. Patriots are going to blow them out. Over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns for Drake May. And easy, 34-21. I mean, Joe Flacco, I think, can be trusted to put up points. 34-21. I mean, like, Joe Flacco puts up points. The thing is, his defense can't stop anything. I mean, they hold water like a sieve. They're so bad. You could replace them with a peewee defense, and it wouldn't get worse, because it literally cannot get worse than the opponents scoring easily on every drive. It cannot get worse than this. Yeah, Bengals defense absolutely buns this year. And it just got worse, because they are now without Logan Wilson. I mean, like, how bad can you be? Yeah. This Bengals defense is an embarrassment. So, yeah. Easy win for the Patriots. Then we have the Steelers at the Bears. I mean, the Bears cannot be trusted with anything. I don't think they've even beat over 500 teams. Steelers defense is ferocious. And, I mean, even though Alex Highsmith is doubtful, they still got Hayward back. So, I mean, he is questionable for resting, but he is likely to play. Darius Slay is also questionable, but some good news for him. He got bonked. He has a concussion. For the Bears, Jaquan Brisker is questionable. Theo Benedict is also questionable. Tremaine Edmonds out. TJ Edwards is out. Kyler Gordon is questionable. And Jalen Johnson is questionable. So, I mean, what do you expect? The Bears are the Bears. They've been really good against really bad teams. I don't think they'll be good against a good team. Steelers defense dominates, allows 9 points. And, I mean, slow Steelers offense, especially with Aaron Rodgers injured, I think they still will put up enough points to win. Jalen Warren escaped injury. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is questionable with his wrist, but Jalen Warren is actually fine. So, that's good to see. Not good for my fantasy team because I picked up Kenneth Gainwell expecting Warren to be out, but whatever. So, anyway, Steelers. I think they're going to win 20-9. And then we got the Jaguars at the Cardinals. Jacoby Brissett just set a record for the most completions in a game with 47. It didn't help much. They still got whooped. Jaguars, strong performance against the Chargers. And, I mean, this Cardinals team is just entirely incompetent. I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. is out, but he hasn't done much. Trayvon Walker is also out for the Cardinals. Kevin Beachman is questionable. Trey Benson is out. Amari DeMarcado and Marvin Harrison are out. Will Hernandez is questionable. Darius Robinson is questionable. And Garrett Williams is also questionable. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I think another strong win, 35-17 for the Jaguars is on the horizon. Then we have the scum tank off. Bottom of the barrel, catfish, aquarium snail matchup. Browns versus Raiders. I mean, literally does not get worse than this. I mean, Titans, Jets might be worse. But this is about as bad as it gets. This is close. Especially with Dylan Gabriel in concussion protocol and Shedeur Sanders out. Maybe he'll be better with more reps with the starters, but still not looking good at all. And really, I mean, this is the only like competitive game. So I think with how bad Shedeur is, I don't think the Raiders are going to lose this. I don't think Shedeur is going to win this. I think with how bad he is, I mean, he might be better now that he has more practice, but we'll see. This is his first start, so again, it's just a we'll see, but I think the Raiders are going to win. This could go either way, but the Raiders are going to win a close 16-13. Terrible scum fest. Now, the Falcons at the Saints. The Saints suck. The Falcons also suck. So, I mean, Falcons are missing Leonard Floyd. Oh, maybe. He's questionable. Drake London is out, and Michael Penix is out for the season. I mean, honestly, the Saints have looked kind of okay sometimes. I mean, Brandon Cooks is out, and Alvin Kamara is questionable, but I mean, they've looked kind of good at times. So, I think I'll give them this one because, I mean, with so many injuries and the Falcons just being an entirely incompetent franchise, I think that the Saints are going to win this one, a pretty close one. But 20-16. Up next, we have the Eagles at the Cowboys. Eagles, looks like they'll be in throwbacks. I wonder how far back. Will they be Kelly Green? Will they be pre-Kelly Green? I'm not entirely sure. It's just that their logo is different on this one. Eagles have Cam Jurgens questionable and Willie Lampkin questionable. Both their centers, and Lane Johnson is out. That's a bit of a problem. For the Cowboys, Jadeveon Clowney is questionable. I mean, the Cowboys have not been able to put together wins. I mean, they're 4-5-1, but the Eagles have just been able to shut down offenses and put together wins. So, I think this is going to be a slow defensive battle, probably 13-6. And then, just like their last two games, and they're not going on primetime for the rest of the decade. I mean, they have one more scheduled this year, and then usually each team gets at least one primetime game a year, But other than that, they're not going on primetime for the rest of the decade for the stinkers they gave us. And then we have, speaking of primetime, we have Sunday Night Football. Buccaneers at Rams. Bucks took a really tough high-scoring loss to the Bills. But now they're facing the Rams, coming off a tough, hard-fought but good win. Four interceptions, lots of pressure, that defense doing what it does. And then, I mean, that offense was kind of stalled, but the Seahawks have a pretty good defense. Way better defense than the Bucks. And speaking of the Bucks, their injuries include Jamal Dean, who's out. Ben Bredesen is also out. Bucky Irving is out again. I mean, he's a great running back. He's never playing, though. Hassan Reddick is out. And then what's really interesting about this is the Rams revived Baker Mayfield's career. They basically bought him off Amazon and then had him shipped, and then he leads a game-winning drive against the Raiders in Thursday Night Football. So, I mean, this is in 2022. This is after being cut by the Panthers. His career is done until it isn't, and then the next year he gets signed by the Bucks for 1 year, and he goes off. So, I mean, really, Mayfield has to thank the Rams for his success, and he does. He's pretty grateful about it. Really interesting to see how this is going to go. I do think the Rams have a slight edge. Also, I just want to talk about the punt. The punt, Ethan Evans' last punt, was not just good. It was perfect. It was not just perfect. It was the greatest punt, like, humanly possible. Bounces at the 5, out of bounds, 6 inches from the end zone. It was so close. It was so incredibly close. And it was a game-winning punt because the Seahawks would drive down and miss a 61-yard field goal. If that was cut down to 41 yards, the Seahawks are winning that game in a 2-point game. Ethan Evans' punt won the game right there. It's really interesting because the announcers were always talking about how the only advantage the Seahawks have over the Rams is special teams, except not, because Rams special teams won the game and then Seahawks special teams lost it, but just really interesting there. For the Rams, they just put 3 starters on injured reserve. Quentin Lake, Tyler Higbee, and Rob Havenstein. So these are important injuries because offensive line has kind of been a problem for the Rams in recent years. I mean, it's been better this year. Stafford's not taking nearly as many sacks as the people with him on top of the passing yards leaders. So, I mean, Stafford's doing pretty well in terms of not taking sacks. This isn't too worrying. Quentin Lake is a bit of a problem. He's been kind of a nickel. It's really interesting because the Rams run nickel and dime more than almost anyone in the league with Chris Shula. So, Quentin Lake being on injured reserve, he could be back for the playoffs. The Rams are almost assuredly going to get a playoff spot. So will Quentin Lake be back for the playoffs? Maybe. Maybe even before that. Right now, Roger McCreary looks good for that, but they are going to put a few players into that role. Tyler Higbee is important because the Rams love running heavy personnel packages, like 13 personnel, and they do that because they used to have 4 tight ends. Higbee, Colby Parkinson, Terrence Ferguson, and Davis Allen. But Higbee's out, so now they have 3 tight ends, Parkinson, Allen, and Ferguson. Not the really good Ferguson, but pretty decent Ferguson. So, who are not related, by the way. So, now, if they want to go in 13 personnel, they don't have a tight end in reserve. That's all their tight ends. So, that's kind of going to be difficult for them. But still, I think they're going to overcome this. Kyren Williams is a beast. Puka Nacua is also a beast now that he's back. He did have his first ever fumble, but he absolutely redeemed himself. And I mean, Davante Adams is unstoppable in the red zone. So I think Rams can take it. Gonna be a close, hard fought game, but I think in the end it will be 24-16 with that Rams defense especially coming through 24-16 to seal number one spot in the West. and maybe the entire NFC for the Rams. And then for Monday Night Football, we have the Panthers at the 49ers. 49ers, Brock Purdy's back, going great for them. For the Panthers, Christian Roseboom's out, talking about former Rams players. Trevon Wallace is out, Cody Mays also out. 49ers, Robert Beal Jr. is doubtful. Tatum Bethune is out. Luke Gifford is questionable. Eddie Pinheiro, their kicker, is out. That's interesting. Panthers, I think, will put up a fight. I'd love to see them win. I think they can win. I just don't see it happening. I mean, the offense on the 49ers is kind of dysfunctional, but we'll see. I do think the 49ers are going to just narrowly get this win, 27-20. Anyway, that does it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcast, or you'll hear more of me next episode.